So we were talking about acalabrutinib, and I see you have a 65-year-old man who received it. Can you talk about what happened to him?
So he had high-risk disease, unmutated IGVH, and he actually did have an isolated TP53 mutation. And again, when he started therapy, it was prior to the novel agent era, and we enrolled him on a frontline trial we had combining lenalidomide, which was thought to have activity in P53 and 17P deleted disease, along with bendamustine rituximab. He actually had a hard time with that. He had several infections, but did appear to achieve a decent partial remission, but again, relapsed relatively soon thereafter in about 16 months. And then at that point, we had the acalabrutinib trial, which seemed like a good opportunity for him, especially given the TP53 mutation and short relapse-free interval. And so he's done very well on that. He has absolutely no side effects now about 3 years in. Response, as with ibrutinib in these relatively high-risk patients, is relatively slow. His white count went up and has been slowly coming down. And he hasn't completely resolved his lymphocytosis. He still has 5,000 to 10,000 circulating lymphocytes probably at this point. And the other interesting thing about him is his platelet count when he started was maybe 90 or 100, and it's remained lower in the order of 75, fluctuating fairly widely down to 65 to 90, which is acalabrutinib related. When we've held acalabrutinib for procedures, we see that he goes back up over 100. And that you can also see with ibrutinib. A subset of patients, maybe as many as a third, will have a significant decrease in their platelet count.
That's fascinating. Just out of curiosity, did this man have that headache you were talking about?
No, this man didn't, actually.
Interesting.